Growing up, my family and I, we raised show hogs and then purchased sheep to show. And so that was always, that was fun. That was our supervised agriculture experience. We interacted as a family and really got to bond through that. And my grandparents, just 45 minutes south of my hometown, have a ranch there. And so we always got to go there and help with branding, help with moving cattle. And that was a place for our family to go. We went there for all of our, for Christmas and for Thanksgiving and for birthdays. So that was our central location, always located and focal point back to agriculture. But it was always in the family and something that we got to do together.
You obviously went on to become a national FFA officer. Was that something that you ever thought about, you know, when you were starting out on the farm and ranch or so? Or when did it finally hit you that maybe I could be an officer and maybe someday I could advance to state and national office?
So my portions with the ranch, we only had about like 80 head of cattle, super small operation. And then we only had like 3 sows that we raised. So I have a background in agriculture, but not like huge production agriculture. And so getting involved in FFA was because I had a background in agriculture, and I started in 4-H. And so I knew I wanted to continue my knowledge and continue my growth. And so getting involved in all of that and my mom being a past FFA member, I was interested in it. And so I got involved in high school, and I was doing my part. The highest office I ever held besides the state FFA office, I was a green hand sentinel. So I never held a chapter office or a district office or anything. I got motivated to run for state office at our FFA camp. I really loved it. Good interaction with the FFA members in New Mexico. And I told my ag teacher, I was like, Mr. Howard, I think I want to run for state office. And he freaked out about, ran off the road, and he started planning all these campaign slogans. He's like, put your trust in Caleb Gustin. And he was having a blast motivating me, and it was like, wow, my ag teacher believes in me. Okay, let's do this. So in New Mexico, we can be a state officer for 2 years. So I ran my first year, got elected. Somebody asked me, are you going to run for state president? And I was like, I never even thought about that. But yeah, you know what? I like this. Let's give it a try. Yeah, let's see. And ran for state president and got elected. And that's when I really started to like feel, okay, this is my purpose. This is what I need to do. And that's what motivated me to continue and run for a national office and serve not just members of New Mexico, but serve all 610,240 members.
You come from a fairly small place in New Mexico. What is it that unites students that are from Moriarty, New Mexico, with students that might be in Chicago or Philadelphia in an organization, you know, that's still agriculture, but is awfully diverse?
So with the FFA, I truly see that we are a family. No matter where you're from, when you go to national convention, we're all wearing blue jackets. We're all united in blue and striving for gold. We all get to work together. Same interest in agriculture and same courage, passion and knowledge and want to grow to be the best that we can be. And that was something that I truly felt with my home FFA chapter, my state, and the nation as a whole, that it's more than just a classroom that you show up to every day. It's a family. Oftentimes, a lot of our ag teachers are sort of parents for us. They become our parent outside of our house. And so the relationships amongst there and the just complete unity and family working as one that the FFA offers really motivated me and kept me united with that with our organization.
The family aspect is important. Certainly. What is it then that students find after they go through the program? Because some would say, well, we don't need as many folks on the farm. Certainly agriculture is important. What is it then that's making FFA so important, I guess, to their future careers?
FFA offers so much more than just production agriculture. Of course, that is a key component of agriculture, but it's opening our spectrum. We open such a buffet to everyone. You know, whatever your interest is, come in. FFA has it. We offer what you're looking for. And so when you talk to past members, anytime a past member sees a jacket, they're like, I have one of those. I don't know what the closet does. It makes the jacket shrink a little bit, but I have an FFA jacket. And so it's those relationship building. It's the experiences that we build in the jacket that carry on. Talking to people that are working in companies, whether it's sorting through papers or working with Excel files or out on the farm, the skills that FFA taught, the relatability from one person to another, the depth and knowledge and want to care for the person across from you is something deep down that is in our vision for the FFA to make better students for the community, for sustainable agriculture. And so getting down to it, it's the relationships and it's the knowledge and skills that the FFA allows us to build while still being united as one.
As you think about this year, any part that you're looking forward to most?
I'm looking forward to traveling around and meeting people. I love talking with people. I used to get in trouble all the time in elementary school, middle school, high school for talking too much. And now I get to do that for a year, and I get to do it with purpose. There's times where I'll get to just sit down, talk with people, hear their story. I love to hear people's stories. And so learning people, learning where they came from, what they're interested in, who they are, and really getting to bond with them and spend that. So I'm looking forward to the relationships and the opportunities to build these relationships and cultivate them throughout my year.
Well, thank you, Caleb. That's Caleb Gustin, your National Western Region Vice President for FFA.